This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 622. Are there two sides to every IELTS Task 2 question?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll find out when you need to write about two sides in a task two essay and learn about the five question types you might see on the IELTS exam.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going in Portland today? Did you go for a run earlier?
I did. I am so super stoked. The new place we have, it's really, really close to one of my favorite natural areas that you can just get lost in for miles. And I actually like took a different path with Ozzy and ended up running 4 miles instead of like a shorter run. So, but it was amazing. Like I don't listen to anything. I don't have headphones in. I'm just running. And I found it's really like another way of meditating for me is just to enjoy being out there. It's completely quiet and it's amazing.
That sounds great. That's good to have such nice, easy access to nature. That is so important. It's so important.
So lucky. Well, I mean, guys, like you have to find your access, right? Like Lindsay, you are in the middle of a big city. You're in Cambridge, but you still are finding hikes and going out to different places. You're like actively seeking out these areas all the time.
Yeah, because I know how I feel when I come back from a day of hiking. You know, it's just completely different. It's completely different. Like literally the woods kind of like massages our brains. I don't know what it does. But
well, there's like research. I know that there are scientific studies, which I'm not going to cite right now because I don't remember exactly what it was. But being in nature, it's not just the oxygen, the clean air. Like, it's not just that. It's like literally having your eyes set sight on the green leaves. Yeah. Like, that does something to our brains that you can't get anywhere else. Yeah.
Isn't that so interesting? I love that. Well, that, who knows? Maybe a question like that could come up on IELTS, right? Access to nature, experiences in nature. Who knows? Who knows?
Definitely. So. Guys, I could totally see some form of this in writing task two, speaking part three. And we are talking about writing task two today, you guys. But I could definitely see this topic coming up, like, what are the advantages of going into nature? Or should people, you know, why should people seek out nature time every day? Or, you know, like this could definitely come up. Totally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So guys, listen in when we start the show, the first few minutes of the show, you know, just make sure you pay attention to what we're saying, the vocabulary we're using, because you could use that on the test. But for now, Jessica, let's go back to our IELTS, to our review contest this month, right? So this is so, so exciting. Can you tell our listeners what the contest is, just in case they don't know?
Yes. So for all of September, we were having a contest, guys, that if you left us a review, then we would read out your name on a future show. We're going to read out some names in a second. And very soon, we're going to choose one of these reviewers. And this person will be invited to be a featured guest on the podcast with me and can ask me any IELTS questions that he or she has.
Exactly. So for now, the contest is over because we're now in October, right, Jessica? But we do want to say thank you to the people that reviewed us this week that participated in the contest. So a special thank you to 12354 from China on September 14th, Alzheimer 9 from Thailand on September 14th.
All right.
and then Ali 1 Radi from Saudi Arabia. Thank you guys. Awesome. And Jessica, these are all five-star reviews. Amazing. Oh,
I love
Four
it.
And five
Thank
star
you.
Reviews. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yay. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys. Okay. Awesome. So we had a question from a student in the Facebook group of our course. So naturally I've already responded to him, but this sort of got some wheels turning in our brains about what we could bring to you guys related to this task two question. So Lindsay, can you read the student's question, please?
Well, actually, unfortunately, I lost my place in the Facebook page, so I can't read it. I can't find it now.
I gotcha. Okay, I got your back. Don't worry. Okay.
Good.
So this lovely student said, is it true that I have to always discuss both sides? Otherwise, I will not be able to score more than a 6. Yeah. So great question. Lindsay, thoughts?
Well, I think what we need to do first is we need to dig into the different types of writing questions on the test so that then we can talk about each one. So let's hold off on answering that until we go to the types, the question types.
Yeah, totally. So it just depends on the question. So what he's talking about is like not being able to score more than a 6. It's not for every category. It's just for the task response category. So if the question is an argument question, which is the most common type, if it's an argument question in which it presents two sides or two opinions, then yes, you have to address both opinions in your essay because it's not about addressing the opinions. It's about addressing the question. Guys, you have to talk about all the different key points in the question in your essay. If you don't, then you get a 5 or lower for task response. So that's where that sort of misunderstanding is coming from, right? Yeah. So it does depend on the question. So that's really the first type of question that this would connect to, would be a question that presents two opinions about something. So you do have to talk about those. Argument essays are best. But there's also sometimes a question that only gives you one opinion about something. Lindsay, do you think you have to talk about two sides for that question?
Well, if it's an opinion essay, are we talking about opinion essays here now? Is that right? Yeah, probably not, right? I mean, if you're stating your opinion, then I don't know that we would focus on the other side.
Yeah, no, you totally don't have to. But guys, remember, even if it's a question that only gives one opinion, you can have a different opinion. You could still write an argument essay, which is usually easier. Come back to the blog post, guys. Come back to IELTS.AllersEnglish.com. This is episode 622. I will link to other episodes we've done about why argument essays are the way to go most of the time. So if it only has one opinion, you don't have to talk about the different opinion according to your score, but for timing, for ease of writing and brainstorming, then talking about both sides will still be a better way to approach it, even if it's not technically what's going to get you the higher task response score. It's just being able to write a really good essay in 40 minutes.
Good to know. Okay, so we might want to look at addressing both sides, even if it's not required. Like, we won't get marked down if we don't address both sides, right, for that opinion essay.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly, guys. Hello, hello, lovely listeners. Remember, we have a very special bonus just for you guys waiting when you sign up for 3 Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach and get your special bonus, how to wake up the examiner on your speaking test. And then what is another type of IELTS task two question, Lindsay?
Well, I know that we've talked in our course about the maps and diagrams questions in task two.
That's task one.
Oh, though. Okay. Okay. You're right. I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. So another type of task two question, you guys, would be the problem solution question. So far, these are the 3 question types that are like traditionally in every textbook and like every IELTS course, right? We have argument, opinion, problem, solution. So in just a second, I'll mention 2 more that are not directly mentioned in a lot of places. So problem, solution. Now, don't confuse this with an an opinion essay or an argument question, you guys. This isn't about opinions, okay? So there's no way to talk about two opinions or whatever because there's not opinions in the question. But the thing is, for your task response score, you still have to show a position. You have to take a position. So our advice is to, in the body paragraph, when you're talking about the causes, for example, you could say, I believe this is the most of, this is the most egregious cause, blah, blah, blah. Or when you're presenting solutions, you could say, to my mind, this solution would be the most effective because blah, blah. So you still have to find a way to put your position in those essays. Mm. Now, the other two types, advantage, disadvantage. Students are always worried about this because it isn't like technically part of what we normally say, argument, opinion, problem, solution. But guys, it's just an argument question. It's two sides, right? The good and the bad. So you still follow that format. So the way you present your opinion is to say, I believe there are more advantages or I believe there are more disadvantages. But regarding the student's question, if it says advantages, disadvantages, you still have to talk about both in your essay to get that 6 or higher for task response.
Hmm. So it sounds like for most of these, we can talk about both sides. Isn't that right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless it's that problem solution question, then it's really, you could always find two sides. Mm-hmm. And then the last question type, guys, which again, guys, we've told you about this a couple times, and I will link to those episodes in the blog post for episode 622, mixed question types. Lindsay, do you remember talking about mixed question types?
I don't. This is your area, Jessica. Go for it. Take it away.
I'm really throwing you some tough ones today, Lindsay. Yeah. Sorry. The mixed question types, guys. So all of the above mentioned ones that we've discussed, those four different ones, they can be presented together. They could be mixed up. Like you could have a topic, like maybe a problem presented, and then you'd have two questions after that, right? Like, what are the causes of this phenomenon? And then what is your opinion? Is this positive or negative? So it's really taking just sampling those other four and making a new sort of mixed question type. So in that case, guys, it's not about discussing both sides, but in order to get that 6 or higher for task response, you have to address everything in the question. And the great thing about mixed question types, there's two questions, right? Like, what are the causes? What's your opinion? So you just answer those, like one in each paragraph. It's super easy.
Okay, that's good. So the important thing is to really understand each type of essay, right? And to that's what we talk about in our course. We give you guys the steps. We show you the videos. We talk about all of these essay types in our course, don't we, Jessica?
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I would also recommend, guys, listening to a past episode we did with Leticia. I'll link to that as well. She got an 8 in writing, and I think her best advice applies here. Just saying, don't over-focus, don't overthink about the templates and the question types. Like, you need to learn these templates and study this organization, and then after that, once that's natural, then you just focus on the question. Right? Because it's all these worried details that are distracting you. Just focus on the question. Learn how to write a good essay and then take that knowledge and focus it on the question. And she got an 8 in writing. So definitely listen to her episode and her advice.
Okay. It sounds like she has some great knowledge, great understanding, and she followed the study plan. She went through it step by step and she got the result that she needed. I love it. I love it. So Jessica, can you tell our listeners about our special bonus that we have just for them right now?
Yes, for sure. So guys, only for you podcast listeners, we have a special bonus when you get into 3 Keys. You get a video lesson and a guide about how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. There's specific vocab. There's even activities in there, you guys, that are not in the course. There's activities in there that will help you practice, form your study plan, so you get these skills for how to wake up the examiner. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic, and that's the whole course plus this bonus, or go to allearsenglish.com/coach, and that's where you get the personal coach lessons with me plus this bonus.
Awesome. So guys, go on over there, take advantage of this special bonus while you can, while it's still available. This bonus is hot. We've been getting emails, people asking about it. So very exciting. You want to get your hands on that, guys. Okay, Jessica, this was a tough topic today. Good question from our listener, from our student in our Facebook group. Guys, remember, when you're in Three Keys IELTS, you can ask questions anytime in Facebook.
Yes, and we get back to you right away. Our team does. It's pretty awesome. Okay, guys. Well, we will see you in the course, listeners. And Lindsay, I will see you tomorrow.
All right. See you then. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.